This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back for 1 week only. Buy one and get one of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm free. Order at EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, the Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. It is a beautiful Wednesday here in New England, and I am so excited to be here to go over everything with you. We have 6 days until the November 8th midterms, and boy, is there a lot to discuss. If you at any point want to chime in, the number is 844-500-4242. And the Democrats have reached full desperation mode. I don't think there's any question about it. They aren't great at hiding it. It's like a person who's afraid of dogs, you know, and they go to a dinner party and they're trying to act like they're not. Oh, hi! And the dog jumps up on them. You have a dog. That's great. No, I love dogs.
Dogs may help cure cancer.
You can sense the fear. And you can sense the fear with Democrats right now. You can feel the doom, which is why Joe Biden is supposed to give another speech tonight on democracy. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. On threats to democracy. Because the last one panned out so well for him. Remember the last one with the red sauna light drenched across Joe Biden's face? I think he should really amp it up today and do something like an entrance of the Undertaker. You know, it's got to be something. It's got to one up the red light. And that's hard to do. And so I'm looking forward to that tonight. I'm sure he's going to tell us the same old, same old. Like, we could all basically repeat, or we could go along with him and fill in the blanks of what he's going to say. You know, democracy's hanging by a thread. Republicans are semi-fascist. Mega, MAGA, ultra, mega, million, powerball, Democrat, liberal, I'm sorry, Republican, Donald Trump supporters. There's going to be, you know, the same old. And we're going to get to all of that, but nothing's locked up yet for Republicans. And part of the reason that I wanted to talk today about Joe Biden starting off is because I mentioned yesterday he's the cat in the nursing home. He stopped into Florida to stump for Democrats like Charlie Crist, who, according to the president, is running against, and this is the first time I'd heard this, Donald Trump incarnate. That is Ron DeSantis, Mr. Unity at it again. But he had a lot of great lines, including the fact that his opener was Representative Wasserman Schultz. And that's Debbie Wasserman Schultz, or as he called her, one of his greatest friends in the Senate. In the Senate. Just, you know, these titles, everyone messes them up every once in a while. He messes them up more than every once in a while. But what I love about Wasserman Schultz, and I hadn't seen her in a long time, we used to see her a lot more back in the day during the Obama administration, but she introduces Joe Biden, quite the opener. They might have wanted to invest in a different warm-up for Joe Biden because he's not exactly like full of energy at this point. And so they bring out Wasserman Schultz, and I got to play you this cut here. This is cut six.
You want to improve people's lives? I bet some people in here want to improve people's lives. Are you with me? Okay. Come on, people. Let's wake up. We got the President of the United States in the house. Come on now. I know you got a little more energy than I hear. Okay. Thank you very much. That's the crowd I know. Those are the people I represent. Okay. Just wanted to make sure we're still here.
That's a please clap moment.
Please clap.
She was worried that she was dealing with a dull bunch. Come on, you stupid bastards. Clap. The president's coming to Florida, where he's going to really move the needle. I keep reading that they're sending people to different places, sending Democrats to different places to move the needle. In the case of Joe Biden, I think they just want him to keep the needle where it is. Wherever they're sending him, they're just hoping he can't move the needle in the wrong way any more than it already has. And so we'll play more of his Florida cuts later today. There's a ton of them to get through. Again, a lot of, what are they calling it now in the New York Times? Verbal stumbles. That's the latest for lies. You know, we've gone from gaffes to spinning yarn that's unraveling. Now we're at verbal stumbles, and we have a ton of them, and we are going to get to all of them. But what I wanted to get to before that is just a little update here on some of these races, including Tim Ryan, who's running against J.D. Vance in Ohio. He did a Fox News town hall. It did not go well for him. He tried to push the big lie, not the big lie that they call the big lie, the election. Anytime you question the 2020 election, that's what Democrats call the big lie. I would like to add this in as a big lie, this idea that Brian Sicknick was killed on January 6th. Let's hear Tim Ryan. He's talking to Fox News, and the crowd had, you know, sometimes you watch these things and you go, where's the fact checkers? Even when it's on Fox. And I like Martha McCallum. Who was the other one? Was it Brett Baer? I like Brett Baer. But they don't really hold Democrats' feet to the fire like a Democrat journalist would hold, I don't know, Donald Trump's feet to the fire. And so that can be frustrating for viewers because you're sitting there going, correct him. Correct him. He's wrong. That's a lie. Where's the fact check? But in this case, and kudos to the town hall audience, they decided, you know what? If Martha McCallum and Brett Baer aren't going to play fact checker, we'll be the fact checkers. We'll put on our fact checker hats and we will correct Tim Ryan. So take a listen to this cut, cut 30.
The guys who stormed the Capitol on January 6th, they are the lead. They're the leaders. This is what I'm saying. They stormed the Capitol on January 6th. They beat up 140 police officers, killed one. Okay, they killed one. We all watched the video. We all watched the video, and I.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, well, let him speak, but you could correct it. It's not true. He didn't die in the Capitol. He didn't die from injuries in the Capitol. He had a stroke. And so I think it's very fair that the audience boo that and call him a liar because that's what he's doing. He's lying. And if that's on Fox News, I mean, I'm not going to rag on Fox News too much here, but it would be nice, you know, if you could. It's a pretty basic one. You know, I'm not saying you have to play politics there. That's just pretty basic. It'd be nice to hear that clarified once in a while. How he plays cuts all the time from Democrats who lie about that. It's really become one of those lies that they can just keep talking about, and it becomes fact because they say it so many times that suddenly it's just out there and no one corrects it. And that would have been a perfect time for someone to correct it. The audience was not having it. And I love that. Now, another big update for Tim Ryan, and this does make sense when you think about how he's really harping on January 6th. He's hoping that that will help him in this race. It makes sense that Liz Cheney has a very high opinion of Tim Ryan. If you missed this, Liz Cheney, who lost her primary, Tim Ryan and Liz Cheney both seem to buy into their own BS when it comes to the insurrection. So it makes sense that Liz Cheney has decided to endorse Tim Ryan over J.D. Vance. Now, technically, based off what happened to Carrie Lake's fundraising after she got a Cheney non-endorsement or anti-endorsement, I think is what she called it, this actually might be better news for J.D. Vance. This might push him over the top. Because sometimes your enemies say more about you than your friends. And in my opinion, if you're a Republican and Liz Cheney is going out of her way to say she doesn't support you, I think you're on the right path. I think you're on to something. Now, as we talk about people who are throwing their weight behind certain candidates in hopes of moving the needle, because the Dems desperately need the needle moved right now. I saw today in the Daily Mail, there was an article. And this made me so happy. Just the thought of this was delightful to see it in print. Let me find it here. It says, Democrats brace for disaster. With 6 days until the midterms, poll projection shows Republicans taking 4 seats in the Senate and gaining 31 seats in the House. Now, that would be a disaster for Democrats, so they're pulling out all the stops. And what I mean by that is they're sending Vice President Kamala Harris to New York to campaign for Governor Kathy Hochul. They're bringing out the big guns. Because Representative Lee Zeldin, the Republican, is actually doing very well in Deep Blue, New York. And I feel like it has something to do with all the importance he places in locking up criminals. I don't know why he's so obsessed with that. I don't know if it has to do with the fact that he was attacked on stage or there was, you know, gunshots outside of his home when his kids were upstairs doing their homework. But he's just can't get over locking up criminals, this guy. And for some reason, again, I can't explain it, that seems to be polling well with New Yorkers. Again, very strange stuff. But they're bringing out Kamala Harris to campaign for Kathy Hochul and Hillary Clinton. That's right, a Harris-Hillary combination, or as I like to call it, send in the clowns. You've got an election denier and an electric school bus enthusiast. Winning, that should do it. Now, when I saw this news, I thought, is Harris, not that the White House is good at figuring out, you know, strategy or the best tactics in these things. They seem to be terrible with anything to do with optics. But my first thought when she's going into New York, I thought, is she really the best person to send to New York with all the problems they're having? Because keep in mind, this is just another inconvenient truth for Democrats. Kamala Harris, after the Black Lives Matter riots, after the George Floyd incident, I'm sorry, the George Floyd, what would we call that? The George Floyd's death. Harris backed the Minnesota Freedom Fund that was helping spring rioters out of prison. And local Minneapolis News reported, this is from Fox News, that one of the people bailed out by the Minnesota Freedom Fund, Sean Michael Tillman of St. Paul, was out for 3 weeks before he allegedly murdered an old nemesis with whom he had beef. Now, does that sound like something that is going to play well with New Yorkers right now? They're dealing with a lot of those situations in the Empire State. So I don't know. That's just my two cents. I have a lot of other races I want to talk about, including the Senate race in Washington State between Senator Patty Murray and Republican Tiffany Smiley. Plus, we have updates from the Capitol Police on how they were asleep at the wheel yet again when the Pelosi house was broken into on Friday. And this might be the most entertaining for people. The knives are officially coming out for Joe Biden. Slowly but surely, we're seeing the talking points go out. The New York Times and the Washington Post are going after Joe's mental fitness. And that is not good when those two publications start to turn on you. We'll talk about all of this. I see you on the lines. We'll go right to the calls. 844-500-4242. My friends at Eden Pure have extended their BOGO offer on their very popular Thunderstorm air purifier. Everywhere I go, people ask me, how good is the Thunderstorm? Well, the answer is it's excellent. And I'm going to hold it up for the camera right now. The Thunderstorm is great. You plug it into the wall. No cords required. They do send you a cord if you want to use it in your car. But if you're using it in your house, you just plug it into the wall. It's not big. It's not bulky. And what it does is it eliminates odors. If you have cooking odors or musty basement smell, whatever it is, it can eliminate it. And it's also great for allergies, right, Jared?
Yeah, I sound like this now. I'm actually sick. These are not allergies. But I do use it in my car for allergies because what it does, the Thunderstorm actually ionizes the air, which creates a super oxygen, and that's what eliminates allergens and pollutants, nasty stuff in the air that you don't want to be breathing. It doesn't just cover it up, it actually eliminates it, so you get that nice, clean, fresh air that you want to be breathing.
And you can ask anyone who's bought one and they'll tell you how well the Eden Pure Thunderstorm works. Plus, I have great news. Right now, shipping is free, and here's something even better. It's the BOGO offer. That means buy one, get one. It expires on Sunday, so you want to hop on this right away. If you've been waiting to get a Thunderstorm, now's a great time. You can get one for yourself and then save one as a gift. So go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use discount code GRACEBOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code GRACEBOGO. BOGO. We'll be right back with your calls. Stay on the line. This is the Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to the Grace Curley Show. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Everyone, everyone, and welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Someone just tweeted at me and said Kamala Harris is actually in Boston today supporting Maura Healey. Again, I don't know if this actually helps the Democrats. I think that probably helps Jeff Deal. Does anyone right now looking at Kamala Harris think, oh yeah, this reminds me of how everything with the progressive left is going so well? I think when people see Kamala Harris, they think of sky high inflation and, you know, random conversations about the Webb telescope. I don't really know if that plays well for Maura Healey. Mr. Garcia, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Yes, hi. I want to ask you a question because I live in Newark and I'm near the Five Borough in New York, and then if every Democrat state, the five boroughs, stay home, we're going to have the first Republican governor in New York. And the only problem, if everybody is mad with Hogo, the governor, and Hogo is mad because he's not doing the work. If everybody stays home, the Democrats stay home, the five boroughs, we're going to have the new Republican Party. We're going to have a new governor. And Republican.
Yeah, and when Mr. Garcia, when you look at what Kathy Hochul is saying, she's really, and I know I use this term a lot, but I try to really only use it when it makes sense. She is really gaslighting the people of New York. Just yesterday, I read a quote. I think she was being interviewed by Al Sharpton, and she tried to pin the crime that's happening in New York on like conspiracy theories from Republicans. And I don't think people in New York appreciate that. I don't think taxpayers appreciate being told that everything's a figment of their imagination while she walks around with armed security guards and she's totally fine. And that's wonderful for her, but not everyone has that luxury. And all she does when this is brought up is either poo-poo the concerns like she did on the debate stage with Lee Zeldin when she said, I don't know why it's so important to you that, you know, locking up criminals, or she attacks lawful gun owners and law-abiding people who have guns. And everyone in New York could tell you, I don't even think New Yorkers are crazy enough to believe that the problem in New York right now is law-abiding gun owners. The problem in New York is that people are being let out of prison. They'll commit a crime at breakfast. They're let out before lunch on, you know, cashless or cash bail or whatever it is. And they're just able to commit more and more crimes. And I do think that people are catching on to that. And this actually, Mr. Garcia, brings us to our poll question, which is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Fall is in the air, and Omaha Steaks has everything you need for delicious cookouts and hearty meals. And fall is the perfect time to stock up when you take advantage of 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. Plus, get $30 off your order at omahasteaks.com when you use code GRACE at checkout. Minimum order may be required. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Whose appearance will move the needle more for Kathy Hochul in New York, Hillary Clinton or Kamala Harris?
All right, so some people are asking us, do you mean move the needle in a good way or a bad way, like towards the front or towards the back? I'm talking about moving the needle in a positive direction. And in this case, I would say Hillary Clinton, because Hillary Clinton, you know, she served as a senator from New York from 2001 to 2009. There's still some people who think she won her election. There's still, you know, some election deniers out there.
Including herself.
Yeah, with the I'm with her t-shirts. So I think she's still got more star power than Kamala Harris. I'm going to say HRC, baby. President Hillary
she's
Clinton.
She's the serpent who guards the gates of hell.
Appropriately, Hillary Clinton has 66% of the vote right now, 34% for Kamala Harris.
And again, I go back to the Minnesota bail fund where Kamala Harris was promoting that. You know, letting people out of prison, that does not play well for Democrats. And by the way, I know I was struggling to describe the George Floyd thing. It's only because I want to be very sensitive to that. And I feel like calling it an incident is not the appropriate way to describe it. So that's why I had a little struggle there. I've been getting some texts from people. Was not trying to be, you know, funny or sarcastic in the slightest. 844-500-4242. Yeah, I do think that Kamala Harris, maybe today she'll talk about electric school buses. I don't know. She's in Massachusetts. So what do you think? Do you think she's going to go for electric school buses, the Webb telescope, or Venn diagrams? What plays best?
This is a very educated state. I'm going to say Venn diagrams.
Ooh, we're Venn diagram type of people. We shall see. 844-500-4242. When we come back, I want to talk about what's happening in Seattle. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
So who do you prefer in this race?
I would not vote for J.D. Vance.
So if you were a Buckeye State voter, you'd be voting for Tim Ryan.
I would.
Okay.
That was some sound for your principled conservative hero, Liz Cheney. That clapping was the sound of strange new respect flooding over all of us. I would not vote for J.D. Vance. Good for you. You must be so proud of yourself. This is like her way of virtue signaling around the country. I wouldn't vote for that Republican or that Republican. And everyone's like, okay, we don't care. And in fact, we don't care so much that nobody voted for you. And you had the endorsement of heavyweight star Kevin Costner in a tight t-shirt, and nobody voted for you. So why would we care if you're not going to vote for Tim Ryan? In fact, I'm sorry, for J.D. Vance. In fact, people don't care so much that when you tell them you're not going to vote for somebody, they actually give more money to that person. You could almost say it's having the opposite effect that you're desiring. So it's an interesting thing that she keeps going around. And by the way, that was on PBS, PBS's NewsHour with Judy Woodruff. And she says she's not going to vote for J.D. Vance because there's a hero and her name is Liz Cheney. This is the latest way for like the Mitt Romneys, the Liz Cheneys, the Rhinos to get respect, is to go around and say, I'm not voting for that election denier. And then everyone just, woo! The clap sign goes, please clap. Good for you. We're so proud of you. You're doing so much for the world. I really don't care. And we're going to get into the Tim Ryan, J.D. Vance thing in 1 second. But I wanted to give everybody a little update here on Paul Pelosi's attack. So I'm reading this from the New York Post. It says the Capitol Police has live cameras outside Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's home. But officers were reportedly not watching the feeds when her husband was brutally assaulted. So this is another, I think, another strike in the column for the Capitol Police. Seems like they make a habit here, and I'm not trying to be a hater, but this isn't the first time that things have appeared to be a bit disorganized and chaotic for them. And so you read about it. It says the House Speaker's 24/7 security detail left San Francisco with her when she returned to D.C. last week. And they're trying to clear up a lot of original statements that they made. Like, we saw that Politico was saying, oh, well, you know, they're some of the damaging statements that came out, and they referenced statements they made, like about a third person being in the home. I got that from Politico. So if I'm referencing that and now I'm a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist, it's because Politico offered me said conspiracy. And so there's a lot of like retractions now, a lot of corrections happening about what occurred on Friday at the Pelosi's home. And so they talk about this. And they say they installed these cameras 8 years ago. The agency monitors 1,800 cameras at the Capitol and away from its jurisdiction. An officer who was cycling through the many feeds at one point on Friday noticed police lights flashing outside the home and rewound the video. But I wanted to read you a part of this that strikes me as a little odd. It says, and again, I'm not floating conspiracy theories, okay? I'm not partaking in the wild rumors that are happening on the internet. I know there's a ton of them. I know a lot of them are unfounded. I am simply asking questions. And I think that's still allowed in this country. Last time I checked. So it says, when asked by reporters if the Pelosi residence has a security alarm system installed, San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins dodged the question. He said there was no security present, but that wasn't the question. The question is, do they have a security alarm system, which seems like they would in that neighborhood and in that home. So we'll keep you posted on this. It's the way this information is trickling out is very, very strange. All right. So back to Tim Ryan. He does this town hall And I want to talk about it. And then I want to get into a little bit of Carrie Lake versus Katie Hobbs, because I read today that they're in like a dead heat. I don't know how that's possible. Did I read it wrong, Jared? I read it on Fox News. It said dead heat. I'm like, how could she? Carrie Lake is a dynamo. I mean, she, everything she says goes viral. She handles the media perfectly. And she's going up against a ghost. She's going up against a woman none of us have ever seen. And when we do hear from her, it is like a valley girl in high school. I just don't understand. And I know, hey, P.S., I know the haters. Okay, I know what you're all going to say. I know you're going to send me hate mail and say, I sound like a valley girl. You know, to each their own. That's fine. But so does she. If I do, then she does times 10. How on earth? And a lot of people have been saying, how is Fetterman and Oz this close? Like, that really disturbs a lot of people. But I would argue, and Jared's argued this too, that Fetterman is a better candidate than Hobbs on the basic fact that he will appear in public and have debates. I know he only had one debate and it was a train wreck, but he shows up. You automatically win if you show up. Even if you get pummeled, people always say that thing where they go, yeah, I got to give him credit. He did show up, you know? Wasn't a great performance, but hey, at least he showed up. You can't say that about Katie Hobbs. So I don't understand how they are in a statistical dead heat, if that's true.
Yeah, and every poll I've seen out of Arizona for at least a week and a half has been the smallest lead that I saw for Carrie Lake was 7 points. The largest I saw was 12. And those are like all varieties of polls.
Can you Google it for me, Jerry? Because I saw it on Fox, but maybe I read it wrong or something. I saw that headline. I was so confused. But I want to get back to this Tim Ryan versus J.D. Vance. Because Tim Ryan, as I mentioned, he did this Fox News town hall. I already played the cut where he says Brian Sicknick was killed on January 6th, which the crowd was kind enough to fact check him on. It was a fact checking by booze, which I'm a huge proponent of. I would love that. I wish we could just do that now for politicians. It was very Canadian.
It's a fact.
Wasn't it? It reminded me of when Justin Trudeau is in like the House of Parliament. Is it the House of Commons? What do they call it?
It's Parliament.
Parliament. And he gets booed, like Jerry Springer status. I love that. I think we should implement that more. This was the first time I'd heard it, and I thought it was excellent. So that wasn't the only lie that he was telling, though, in this town hall. I want to play, this is Tim Ryan, and it was a great question. He was asked, because a lot of Democrats, they keep touting the Inflation Reduction Act, which if I was part of team elect Democrats, I would say, we got to stop doing that. It is not the naming of this. Usually Democrats get the naming right. This time they were a little too cute by half. They flew a little too close to the sun with calling it the Inflation Reduction Act. And take a listen to this question. I believe, was it Brett Baer who asked it about the Inflation Reduction Act? Oh, this was a voter. Excellent. Okay, let's have cut 31.
Can you look me in the face and tell me that government expenditures on green energy subsidies through the Inflation Reduction Act that increase our national debt are in any way lessening my burden at the gas station and the grocery store?
I could not say that right now in the present moment.
Excellent. Can we get this crowd to start up a news station? Because they're doing an excellent job. What a great way to phrase it. He could not say that. Strange. Then why is it called the Inflation Reduction Act? That's just a question that might be important to ask. John, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Grace, you mentioned that Trader Cheney was on PBS.
Yeah.
Why don't the Republicans defund PBS and NPR as soon as they take over? They're basically funding leftist propaganda on the backs of taxpayers. You remember, you might not remember this, but there was a station called 96.9 Talk Radio, and there were two hosts. There were Michael Graham and Jim Browdy. Michael Graham was a conservative. Jim Browdy, left-wing liberal. Browdy now makes over $300,000 on WGBH. That's taxpayer funded. So why do we have to pay for these people to get cushy jobs to feed us propaganda?
I have nothing to add to that call. I have nothing to complain about with what you said. I totally agree. I wouldn't hold my breath on it, but I totally agree. Thanks for the call, John. I'm glad you got to vent that out. Chris, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I was just listening. I haven't listened in a while, but
very curious about your explanation for how George Floyd, that situation. It was a death or an incident?
I said his death.
How he died?
I corrected it because I first said incident.
You haven't corrected it.
I did. I just did. I said, at first I called it an incident. I thought that was inappropriate, so then I called it his death.
No, it was a murder.
Okay.
He was murdered.
George Floyd's murder.
Can you say that? Can you say that he was murdered?
George Floyd's murder. I just did.
Okay, I didn't hear. I'm just wondering why you hesitate. Is there something why you can't call it a murder right away?
No, I just did.
It sounds like you're trying to describe it differently.
I caught myself in the way I was describing it. I corrected it, and I just called it that. Is there anything else I could do for you, Chris?
Well, I'm curious as to why you couldn't say it right away. And
I just said it right away when you asked me. Oh, these liberals are really losing it. I just said it when you asked me. This is insane.
But he didn't hear it because he was talking over you. So you should have said it sooner.
Chris, you need help, friend. You need help.
Grace, why didn't you pre-say it before you said it?
Do you denounce? This is going to become the denouncing hour. I'm going to have to disavow things. Wow, Chris. Excellent argument, though. Airtight.
January 6th.
You beat me on that one. I just got dunked on big time. 844-500-4242. It's okay, Chris. Go outside. Try to lighten up. Everything's okay. Don't freak out. The verbiage that Grace Curley uses is going to send Chris over the edge. 844-500-4242. Speaking of verbiage, we have a lot to talk about Joe Biden's latest speech. Don't go anywhere. We'll discuss it all when we come back. And I want to tell you guys a little bit about Cape Cod because it's a great place to be during the summer. But you know what? Fall and winter are super special too, especially at the Nauset Beach Inn. There is something truly magical and peaceful about staying oceanside during the off season. So you should book your Nauset Beach Inn getaway today. Jared stayed at the Nauset Beach Inn. He absolutely loved it. Tell them a little bit about it, Jared.
It was great. I went in early December and I just happened to be there when they were putting out the Christmas trees. So it was great ambiance. But being down on the Cape in December, it's peaceful, it's tranquil, it's not chaotic, there's not people everywhere. The Nauset Beach Inn itself is the most tranquil place I've ever been. All you hear is the ocean. They have room, each room has a fireplace in the room and a view of the ocean. So if it's really cold and you want to stay in, you can just look out the window. But they also have fire pits outside. So if you want to go outside and have some coffee and watch the sunrise, or you want to go out at night, see some stars, watch the moonrise, you can do that. You're also 45 steps from the ocean.
You can't beat that. And there's special winter rates from November through March 31st. It starts at $119.99 on weekdays and $149.99 a night on weekends. Those are special rates again from November through March. And it starts at $119.99 on weekdays and $149.99 a night on weekends. If you want to check out the Nauset Beach Inn, it's a great time to do it. Reservations fill up quickly, so book early at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. We'll be right back with your calls. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Answering the hard-hitting questions of our time.
Let's say you're abducted by aliens.
Fine.
They haul you aboard the mothership, take you back to their planet as a curiosity. Now, would you rather be in their zoo or their circus?
It's The Grace Curley Show.
All right, I would like to finish up with this Tim Ryan town hall on Fox News. I thought he got a lot of good questions. I did not think he handled it all that well. Can I have cut 32, please, Jared?
You voted against funding for border security. You voted against funding for the border wall. You voted against funding for drug enforcement, and you called for defunding ICE. Why?
Oh. I absolutely never called for defunding ICE. Not one time. Not one time. Now, you could laugh all you want. Not one time. Okay?
Yeah, except there's a problem with that. Because Tim Ryan signed a pledge in 2019 to defund ICE and end ICE detainers and decrease immigrant detention by 75%.
Yeah, but he signed something, Grace. He didn't call for it vocally.
Oh,
come
do you
on.
Think that's what he's trying to do with
that?
That's
absolutely what he's trying to do.
Ooh, semantics.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know he was that clever. That's actually not bad then.
He's a Democrat. All they have are semantics.
All right, one other thing here I wanted to mention, and when we come back, we're going to do a lot of these Biden cuts from Florida. It was real bad. And by the way, Joe Biden is, he's got a plan. This is like plan F at this point in trying to save these midterms. He's just throwing out money now. You know, the student loan bail that supposedly passed Congress, according to Joe Biden. Now he's got a new way to buy votes, and that is he's announcing a $13 billion plan to cut energy costs for lower and middle income families just 6 days before the midterms. Timing is everything. How do you think this is going to help inflation? $13 billion plan to cut energy costs. Like, if that was just the way to fix things, then I think we'd be out of this mess by now, because we spent so much money on making things better, and yet things appear to be only getting worse.
How's an old guy do that?
It just, everything he does at this point reeks of desperation. 844-500-4242. We'll grab some of your calls here. It says the steps are expected to be announced by Vice President Kamala Harris. So I don't know if maybe this is what she's in Boston doing. I know she's supporting Maura Healey. Again, I don't know how that's going to help Maura Healey. But also, maybe she's announcing this $13 billion plan. According to a White House statement, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is providing $4.5 billion in assistance. This is to help cut heating costs under the low-income energy assistance program. The part of this that I find so insane is that if he just left things alone, we wouldn't have this problem. I always give this example, but he's like a person who comes into your home, takes a baseball bat to your TV, and then says, "You're in luck. I'm really good at fixing TVs."
And this may very well be a great plan to help costs for people who need heat, but it does nothing to address the fact that there is not enough supply for people who need heat.
Yeah, and we're just...
So great, it's cheaper, but if you can't get it, what happens then?
Jared, and that makes sense what you're saying, but I'm just like blown away by the amount of money we're spending. I hate to sound like a cheapskate over here. I hate to sound like someone who's trying to be fiscally responsible, but it does seem like we're getting a little over our skis when it comes to opening up. To be fair, it is Joe Biden's wallet. I think it was, who was it who described it as Joe Biden's wallet? Was it Politico or NPR? Joe Biden's opening his wallet. The only problem is the money in Joe Biden's wallet actually belongs to all of us. Ronnie, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Hey, thank you as always, Grace. Listening to these Democrats, you know, reek of fear, dripping with fear. It's glorious. I never called for defunding the police. I never called for defunding ICE. Let's declare a pandemic amnesty. You know, like it was us telling everybody what to do. Like it was us keeping everyone from their families, taking their jobs away. And these liberal callers that you've been getting to, they know it's coming, Grace. It's going to be a blue catastrophe.
Yeah, they are.
And they know it's coming. They know it's coming.
Yeah, they're sounding very bitter, very angry. And I always like to, I try my best to be friendly, but they're coming at me for nothing lately. It's like they have nothing else to fall back on. And you're right about the pandemic amnesty. I noticed that Randy Weingarten is leading the charge. Can you say conflict of interest? She's like, I really think there should be amnesty, pandemic amnesty. You don't say, Randy. Who do you think should be first up in receiving this pandemic amnesty? Can I make a guess? Randy, is it you? Are you going to be first up to receive this? What a fool. I mean, I was trying to think of all day of a comparison of this, and I can't. I guess it's like O.J. Simpson trying to find the real killer. You know, it's like, oh, no, this. Yeah, I really think we should have pandemic amnesty. Well, of course you do. You're one of the biggest perpetrators of the complete disastrous lockdowns. I'm not surprised you want pandemic amnesty. Let's take one more really quick call here. Jean, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Jean.
Hi, Grace. I'm just responding to Chris.
Yeah.
And how he wanted you to be so articulate about the murder of George Floyd, but never mentioned the murders of all our policemen.
It's a very...
You know, people like him make me sick.
I always say I wish... when I got a liberal caller that I could have people like Gene and these callers on the line, because they say things and I feel like when I was at school and someone was mean to me and I'm like, oh, I should have thought of that in the moment. I'm quick on a lot of things, but not everything. Thanks for the call, Gene. I agree. We'll be right back with more. It's the Grace Curley Show.